Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Tits, Tums and All Things Mum. I am your host Lottie and I am here to normalise normal parenthood and to show everyone that really we're all just winging it. Join me and my amazing guests to make sense of the chaos and work through motherhood together. Hello, 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 and welcome back to Tits, Tums and All Things Mum, and a bit of a different episode today. So you'll notice that there is no guest on this episode, which happens from time to time, but this episode is the final episode for series two. So you may hear that I have still got the lurg in my voice, and quite often I'll come on to my podcast recordings and say that I've got the lurgy, or I'm tired, or I've got a headache or whatever. And I think if you follow me over on my social media, you'll probably know that I do quite a lot and I burn out regularly. And I talk about this regularly on my social media as well. But to be quite honest with you, I am done burning out. It takes me so long to recover from burnout. It takes me ages. And then I recover from it. I get back to where I am with, you know, like organizing my life, with Instagram engagement, with all of that other stuff. And then the ball gets rolling again. And then suddenly I'll hit burnout again. I recently went on a beautiful, beautiful holiday to Tenerife and I had hit burnout before I went away. And I thought that the holiday to Tenerife was going to be almost like pressing the reset button on life and that I'd come back feeling, you know, refreshed, reinvigorated and ready to take on life. But within a day or two, It was back to normal. I was back to feeling overwhelmed, stressed, resentful, just, you know, burnt out and done with life, done with it all. And I don't want to keep doing this anymore. I don't want to keep burning out and burning out and burning out and then having to rebuild everything from scratch because I've disappeared off of the face of the earth for a little bit. Which ironically I'm doing now with my podcast. I am going to disappear off of the face of the earth for a little bit. My podcast, I love it to absolute teeny tiny pieces. And it's kind of like my COVID baby. It came about after COVID and it was an idea that I thought of during COVID. It feels like my third baby. I have so much love for my podcast, so much love for all of the guests that I've had on my podcast, so much love for all of the listeners, especially the ones that have been here since the very beginning. You know, when I log on to my podcast platform on Wednesday mornings at 6 a.m. when I get up and I look and I see that some people have already listened to the episode from that day, I'm like, wow, like these people love this podcast and it means the absolute world to me that I have people who have been here since the beginning and who have listened to all of my rants and all of my stuff that I've been through and listened to all of the guests that I've had on. But mama needs a break. My podcast, as much as I do love it, it is the most time-consuming part of all of the work that I do. Not only do I have to, you know, find the guests, I have to write up questions and email it to them. I have to record the episode, edit the episode, do all of the video clips for the episode, edit the cover photo and do all of the advertising. I don't have a person or a company that does that for me. I do it all for myself. And yes, in an ideal world, I would pay for someone to do all of those things for me. But I'm not rich. I'm just a basic bitch with a podcast about normal mum life. And, you know, I don't have the money to fork out on a company to do all of these things for me. So it's just little old me in my little old living room with my little old microphone and my laptop just editing all of these podcast episodes. So all in all, one podcast episode probably takes up about 3 hours of my time, like to do all of the, actually I'm gonna say four, because by the time I've done all of the editing, the advertising, all of that stuff, it's probably about 4 hours. And you're all mums, you know that of an evening, once the kids have gone to bed about 8 o'clock, you've got all the tidying up to do after dinner. I've got other work that I need to do. I'm going to bed extremely late, and that's, I'm going to bed without having read my books or done any self-care, and that is why I am burning out. And I know that I don't have to give you the reasons. I know that I don't have to justify the reasons as to why I'm taking a break from the podcast. I know that you're all mega supportive and you'll be there when I come back. But I just want you to know, like, why I feel the need to do this. So I plan on taking a little break from the podcast. I will still be recording with guests behind the scenes, to get a little kind of backlog of episodes built up. Because that's another thing, is that I had a good 6 week chunk of episodes recorded, but then I went on holiday and I took 2 weeks off before the holiday to prepare, and all of a sudden the chunk is gone, and now I'm recording week for week with no time to catch back up again. So what I want to do is go away, keep recording with people, keep getting amazing guests on, and just get a good series 3 relaunch under my belt for probably the new year. So that is my plan. I am going to go away. I am going to focus on my content for my A Little Bit of Lottie page. So there still will be some relatable mum content coming out. I am going to focus on my Mummy Money Coach business. I coach mums and time poor women on how to earn money online. So I'm going to focus on that as well. And do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to focus on my damn self for a little bit. I am going to make sure that I read every night, because I used to love doing that. I'm going to make sure that I actually put effort into my appearance. You know, I used to love straightening my hair and having nice hair, but now it just ends up in a mum bun most of the time. I am going to do the things that bring me joy. I'm going to spend time with my friends. I'm going to do all of the things that I've not been doing because I've been so busy doing everything else. I've been spreading myself way too thin and it's been exhausting. I promised myself I wasn't going to cry on this episode, but it's been absolutely exhausting just doing all of the things. And like, as mums, we're constantly bottom of the list anyway. We're constantly putting everyone else and everything else before us. And when you then start adding in things like businesses and Instagram pages and all of those other things, you just become further and further down the list, to the point where I haven't even been eating properly. I've just been grabbing leftovers of the kids' food, or, you know, living off of bourbons and custard creams and cups of tea. I am probably in the worst health that I have ever been in terms of my weight, feeling sluggish, getting ill all the time, not getting all the vitamins, minerals, nutrients that I need into my diet. And I've developed folate deficiency anemia as a result of that. I need to go away. I need to focus on my health. I need to focus on my mental health. I need to focus on being present in my children's lives, being present in my own life, being present with my husband, focus on my two main businesses. So my influencer page and my coaching page, and just stop spreading myself too thin, because enough is enough. And as much as I adore this podcast, I think it's got to the point now where I just need to take a break from it, get some excellent, amazing guests on for the new year, and just come back with a bang. Because the last thing that I want to happen is for my episodes to start feeling a bit crap and like there's not really any substance behind them because I'm just burning out behind the scenes. I want the content to be as good as it's ever been. I want it to be amazing guests. I want it to be amazing questions. I want it to make you guys laugh till you cry. I want it to make you guys cry because you're relating to it, and I just want it to be amazing. And at the moment, I feel like it's not going to be that if I keep feeling the way that I am and keep running myself into the ground and getting ill and, you know. So anyway, that's my little rant. I made it without properly crying, which is good because I was sure that I was gonna cry on recording this. But we've done it. We've done it. But I just wanted to finish this episode and just say thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your consistent support. Thank you for listening every single week. And just thank you. And I really hope that I will see you back in the new year with some amazing new episodes. Let me know by messaging me on Instagram at tits, tums and all things mum. If you have listened to this episode, let me know what guests you want to see. Let me know what topics you want to see. And I will see you all in the new year. Once again, thank you so much. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening. As always, could you please subscribe, download, and leave a review? And I would absolutely love it if you could share my podcast with your friends. I'll see you for the next episode.